Now it's time to open up the pages of the Washington Post magazine. That's something we do just about every week for interesting stories about the way we live now. And over the weekend, many fans flocked to the theaters to see the comic book classic turned movie, The Avengers. The film brought in more than $200 million in its opening weekend. That's a record for any movie's first 3 days.
Dr. Banner, your work is unparalleled, and I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous green rage monster.
Thanks.
So don't be shocked when your friends and neighbors start showing up places dressed like characters from the movie, because Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, and Thor have actually been taking over trade show conventions like Comic-Con and PAX East for years. Our next guest recently attended one such convention on a much smaller scale. Mysticon takes place every February in Virginia and features activities for gamers, Trekkies, horror fans, and all such folk. Here to tell us more about his experience at Mysticon is writer George Gonzalez. His story, Lost in Space, was featured in this week's Washington Post magazine. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. And I see you're dressed kind of in disguise as like a regular guy. So thanks for that.
These are my day-to-day clothes.
These are your day-to-day clothes.
Yeah.
Well, so first of all, who are these people that you call LARPers and Schlarpers?
This was something that I found out about when I went down to the convention at Mysticon. And a LARP is a live-action role player, and it's someone who creates their own character and acts out that character's ideas or thoughts with other LARPers. And Schlarpers are superhero live-action role players who are the same thing but with a superhero edge.
A Schlarper was recently in the news in this area because he dressed as Batman, and he was, of course, stopped in traffic because apparently he was trying to stop crime or something. And then there was another example where somebody else who – there were a couple of people who have kind of run afoul of law enforcement because they actually were attempting to stop crime or, you know, and act out their role fully. Most of the people that you met at the convention, they don't do that, right? Or they limit their role play to conventions like this.
I believe so, yes.
That's a good diplomatic answer. Well, what attracts people to this?
I think it's an opportunity to just unleash your imagination. When people go to these conventions, they really can do whatever they want, you know, within means. But they're really there to interact with other people, other enthusiasts who are really into the same ideas that most other people aren't even aware of.
How do people get started on this? I mean, you know yourself that you're a gamer. So you're kind of interested in where gaming fits into this, and gamers are part of this community. But the people you met who really, you know, immersed in it, particularly the role players, how did they get started?
They usually said that they got involved because someone else told them about it. And I was talking to this one guy who said, hey, you know, when I was in high school, there were these kind of weird people who introduced me to this new concept of playing games. And it's real social. It's an opportunity to interact with people and talk and do whatever you want.
Was it mainly male or female, or was it pretty mixed?
It seemed pretty mixed. I expected more of a male dominance, but there were a good number of women there as well.
You know, is this really any different in a way from kind of Renaissance, you know, weekends? I mean, there's a huge in this area also like a Renaissance festival where people kind of dress up in medieval garb and do medieval things. Is this along the same lines?
I think it's the same thing, yeah, except it has more of a sci-fi bent to it.
Sci-fi bent to it. Now, you actually, in your story, you're not really being mean, but it sounds a little mean.
Oh,
but you talk about a hierarchy of uncoolness and how the people who attend these conventions are often considered, you know, geeks and nerds.
Sure.
But and you say that with love because you consider yourself kind of part of the uncoolness. But in the hierarchy of uncoolness, where did you determine these folks were?
Well, I self-identify as a nerd. I kind of have the classic look of a nerd where I have glasses, I have poor posture. When I was in high school, I had acne. When I was in high school, I was in the marching band. Those people are easy to pick out in a crowd. You can see them and be like, yeah, that guy's a nerd. That guy's a dork. But the same hierarchy exists for people who are into science fiction and horror stuff and fantasy stuff. And generally, you have people who play video games, and they're generally accepted because you have everyone knows who gamers are. Like, they're playing it on their iPhones or on their iPads, or they're on their computers, and they spend a lot of time with it.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with writer George Gonzalez. His story about the Mysticon science fiction and fantasy convention was featured in this week's Washington Post magazine. You know, one of the things that was fascinating to me about this is that I think that many people think of people who are very involved in gaming or in fantasy play as being antisocial. that they're engaged in it because they don't want to interact with other people. But one of the things that your story demonstrates is that that's actually not true, that many of these people were very interested in interacting with other people who shared their interests. Was that a surprise to you?
It was very much a surprise. Generally, with people who are so interested and so immersed in their imaginations, it seems to be like a very exclusive activity, like you're not a part of it. So when I went to the convention, I expected to be really detached from it and not get a lot of people reaching out and bringing me in. But that I was totally wrong about that. Everyone gave you an encyclopedic answer for everything. There are no short answers at Mysticon.
One of the other things I was curious about is how did people feel about being written about? Because you can see it from either perspective. You can see where people would be very interested to have people share their experience and understand their experience. And you could also see where people might be a little worried about people making fun of them or not understanding what they're all about.
Yeah, that's something that I figured out when I was down there. No one is like that. I guess people down there at the convention weren't really interested in what you thought about them. They were more interested in playing the game or discussing the game or discussing, you know, A Call of Cthulhu, which is a short story by H.P. Lovecraft, a 20th century horror writer. They were really interested in talking with other people who were like-minded. And if you didn't like those things, they didn't really care.
Well, okay. Finally, before we let you go, you mentioned in the piece that you had kind of an epiphany about these conventions and about the people who would attend them. Can you tell us about that moment?
Yes. There was a chair. There was this man who had a replica of the Captain Kirk's chair from Star Trek. And everyone was walking by it and sitting in it and taking pictures in it, and everyone was having a good time. But for me, who's someone who never watched Star Trek, it didn't seem like something I wanted to do. But you know, to come round out my experience at Mysticon, I went back to the chair and I sat in it, and it was actually not as bad as I thought it was.
Okay. Are you tempted now to dress up like Captain Kirk?
Not
you
Captain
can tell
Kirk.
Me, just between us. Just me and the hundreds of thousands of other people listening to your show.
If I had to go back, I'd probably dress up as a Ghostbuster.
Good choice. George Gonzalez is a freelance writer. His story, Lost in Space, was featured in this week's Washington Post magazine, and he was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios in disguise as a regular guy. George Gonzalez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.